Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I am your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are so blessed to be here this morning, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us go into worship. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Apostle says she's on, but I don't see the number on there, so. Praise the Lord. Apostle, are you there? Praise the Lord. Are you there, Apostle? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You can hear one thing.
Thank
What's
you, Holy
going
Spirit.
On?
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Unmute the phone.
Yes. Apostle, are you there? Glory to God. Well, she says she's on the line, but I don't see her phone, so we're going to play a couple more tracks till she gets here. Just the name of the Lord Jesus.
grace and mercy. Anybody that'll go with me, I'm living this moment.
Are you there, Apostle? Apostle?
And mercy, it brought me through. Come on, y'all help me out here. Say it again, say it. See your grace and mercy, it brought me through.
We praise the name of the Lord Jesus. The apostle is on the line. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for their presence. And we ask, O God, that you would use them for your glory. God, anoint and lift their eyes and their ears of clay, that as they see and hear, they will speak. None of them, but all of you. As they decrease, Father, we pray right now that you would increase. And, Lord, touch the hearts and minds of your people that are coming on the line right now, those that are listening in Africa and India and China and Japan and Pakistan, Iraq and Iran, all over the world. Lord, touch their hearts, O God, that they not just be hearers of the word, but they be doers of the word. And Father, as they use to hear this word, they would activate it in their lifestyle, O God, that they will make a difference in their neighborhoods, in their ministries, O God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just thank you and praise you, O God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Apostle and Bishop, and let the Lord God use you. Come on in, Apostle. Can you hear me, Apostle? Bishop, Sister Anna, can you hear me?
Different. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what's happening with the Bluetooth, but it's giving me trouble. So, Apostle, can you
okay.
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I already prayed. I guess it's this Bluetooth. I had this had a Bluetooth here, and I guess it's messed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in the trash. It works sometimes. Sometimes it don't work. So I prayed already, mm-hmm. and I saw where you jumped back off. But the line was on. I had this Bluetooth on the radio, but it didn't pick up none of the music. So come on in, because I already prayed already. Come on in. I had to put this Bluetooth in the trash. I'm not going to use it anymore. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
Whatever time it is, we greet you all with love. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Being on the main line with us always. For those
yes.
walking with you, Jesus. Thank you for everyone on this line.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give honor to our apostle, our overseer.
Amen.
Under. Hallelujah. And honor to our apostle, Miller Jefferson.
Thank you, Lord.
And our friend and brother, Deacon Frazier.
Amen.
I believe I heard Apostle say Sister Anna is on the line.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God and honor her. Hallelujah. And all of those that I know about that's on the line, I don't know about that's on the line. We praise God and thank God for all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we get to the word. It's a little late again today, but it's never too late for God to move.
Amen.
God is never late. He's always on time.
Yes.
Even though we had a little issue with the line today, it doesn't matter. God takes care of it all.
Amen.
Nothing will ever stop God's will and His plan that He has for us all and for His church, for His entire church. Amen.
Amen.
Still, do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Still that topic. And it's so necessary. It's so important that we keep in mind that this is something we must do if we are going to be pleasing to the Lord, if we are going to make it to paradise.
Amen.
Got to treat people right. We have got to do what's right in the eyesight of God, according to God's word. And we have a lot of scripture about this subject. Glory be to God. It's very important to God that we get along with the church.
Amen.
As His body of Christ. And if there is anyone who has any kind of, grievous issue or any animosity or anything that has not been settled between the brothers and the sisters, and we need to fix it.
Amen.
This sermon is for all of us. There is something in this message for us all.
Yes, Amen. Lord.
And so we need to make sure that we get things right with those in the body of Christ if they allow us to. Because there's folks who want to stay the way they are, do what they do and not change and not want correction. But we are praying for that to change. We are praying for us to be able to get along across the board.
Yes,
Lord. See all churches together, all of God's church together. That's how it should be.
Amen.
Unfortunately, it's not because we have a devil among us. But we give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory because God is still going to have His way. And God knows what's going on in each and every heart.
Amen.
I said yesterday, one of the first things we need to do is take inventory of our hearts.
Yes.
Inventory of our life. Inventory, just looking back a little bit. And if there is anyone that we need to apologize or ask forgiveness, that something happened, but we feel like, well, they ought to talk to me. They ought to say it to me first. They ought to ask me for forgiveness first. If there's anything that went on, we can call that person up and say, let's fix this if we can. We ask God. God can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I won't say can because it is possible.
Yes, Lord.
I wanted to start out saying that because I had an issue a while back, and the person was upset with me. But it was something that I had done, but it was something they had done as well to cause me to have that anger. But I didn't keep the anger in my heart. But that other person kept that anger. They kept that anger, and they didn't want anything to do with me anymore. They didn't want to speak to me. They didn't want any, and this is a family member, all right? Mm-hmm. I won't mention any names. However, time passed, quite a bit of time passed, and the Lord put on my heart this same thing I'm talking about right now. You make the call. You make the call. And when I obeyed the God, the Lord God Almighty, I made that call, and I said, I know what happened between us, and I'm not going to admit that it was all my fault, because it wasn't, because that's the person who initiated the whole thing. However, I played into that, and this was before I was even born again, all right? I didn't handle things as well as I do now because I have divine wisdom in my vernacular.
Yes,
I have divine wisdom. I have more divine understanding now because now I'm in relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So anyway, I said to the person, I'm awfully sorry about what happened. And I didn't have to go into detail about it, but I said, I'm asking you to forgive me for the way I acted. Forgive me. Now, that person never said that, you know, never said it was had it, she had any fault in the matter. But nevertheless, it didn't matter because God, I had to do what God said.
Amen.
I definitely asked her to forgive me, and thank God she forgave me. She forgave me, but that forgiveness was also for her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for mine. It was for her benefit to release her from that anger, to release her from that animosity, release her from that thing that ended up being bitterness. And
yes,
bitterness can lead to hatred. So we
mm-hmm.
have to be very careful, because when we hate our brothers and sisters, we're just like a murderer. That's
Amen.
What the Bible says. So it's very important. This is not the time. No time is the time, but especially now, we got to get it right with folk. And if they won't allow us to do that, then it's not our fault. Then God won't hold us responsible. Amen?
Amen.
Let's just do that. I wanted to start out with that. Glory be to God, because I experienced it. Now that person and I have a good rapport. We have a good relationship. But it didn't happen right away. It took time. It took prayer. And now we have a good relationship. And it's a family member. And I love her.
Thank Amen. You, Jesus.
And now we're good. Everything is good with us. Glory be to God.
We'll yes, Lord.
To spend some time soon, and we've been invited to come. Glory be to God. But that is the work of the Holy Spirit. When we obey, God will fix things. Things will begin to happen. But we got to make those necessary steps to make the change. Things won't happen if we don't step to it. It's not going to happen. We can do the same thing over and over and over. Stay on that merry-go-round and never jump off, and nothing is going to change. Doing the same stupid thing over and over and over, we get the same stupid results. We get the same result. You can't get a new result if you do it the same way. Amen?
Amen.
Let's move on. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We're doing part two of this message, and it may be a part three. I'm not sure. Only the Holy Spirit knows, and we'll know at the end of the service. But I want you to know, again, I said there's power in love. There's power in caring and having that mercy and pouring out mercy and pouring out that empathy and that sympathy or whatever we have to pour out, that peace, that joy. We have to do that in order to maintain a good relationship with God. We may not be able to maintain a good relationship with everybody, but surely our goal is to maintain a good relationship with our Father in heaven.
Amen.
God, when we are a friend to him, when we decide that we're going to be a friend to Jesus. Jesus said, you are my friend. Hallelujah. And we got to know how to be a friend to God. And when we learn how to be a friend to God, we're going to be a friend to others. Whether they like us or not, we're still going to love them.
Amen.
Because we've been commanded to do so. We obey the commands of God, regardless of whether we like it, regardless of whether we understand it. We may not understand why God does it this way. It doesn't matter. We don't have to understand. And God don't have to give us all the reasons why.
That's so true.
He don't. He gives us what he chooses to give us.
Yes.
Amen? We can't force God to allow us to do things our way. We can't force God to do anything.
That's so true.
Come along. We got to know he's supreme. He's
all,
and we must obey God in
Hallelujah.
Everything, not just in relationships, but in everything. God is not taking us the one thing, this thing, that thing. No, all things, and in all of our ways, we must obey God. Amen?
Amen.
So it's power in friendship. Now, we are all brothers and sisters. We come from the same parents.
Yes.
Many people don't believe that, but there was only two people.
Mm-hmm.
And we came from that, from those people, from Adam and Eve. Amen?
Amen.
So one father, and all of us are brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, black, green, purple, hallelujah, no matter what the race, no matter what, whatever, we are still brothers and sisters because we all belong to God.
Amen.
One father, the human race belongs to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't even belong to ourselves.
Don't you?
We belong to him. Hallelujah. So, first we are brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me, Holy Spirit, here.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are brothers, we are sisters, and we must learn how to be stewards.
Yes, Lord.
We're all supposed to be stewards. We're all supposed to be servants, my God.
Yes, yes, hallelujah. Yes.
And when you get into a relationship with God, you begin to learn how to be a good servant. Servanthood is very, very important. Hallelujah. Jesus came to be a servant. A redeemer, my God, a deliverer, but a servant. And
praise
we him. must be servants if we're going to call ourselves born again.
Yes.
If we're really going to be born again, we got to learn how to serve. We got to learn how to love right like God does. We got to learn these things. If we don't, we won't make it to paradise. I keep saying that because it's so important. People are so hateful today.
Yes, Lord.
People are so selfish today.
So true.
They'll pass people by and won't offer a helping hand.
Amen.
I've seen it over and over, but let's get to some scripture. We got a lot of scripture today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So here we go. So I said, we are all brothers and sisters. That's established. We all supposed to be stewards, and we got to be good stewards. Whatever God gives us, whatever he has given, and whatever he will give, we must be good stewards over it. I'm talking about everything.
Amen.
Then, when it comes to friends, we choose to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice. We must be stewards, but we choose to be a friend. You choose to be a friend to this one, but we must be a friend of God, and we must love everybody. What I'm saying, don't we choose our friends?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Well, we choose our friends, and down the line, we may find that that wasn't a friend at all. But nevertheless,
so true.
To be with certain people. We choose to go certain places with certain people. We choose to be in a certain so-called circle.
Mm-hmm.
As me, I'm in the circle of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remain in that circle. I remain there. And God will send whom he chooses to send and do what he chooses to do with my life.
Praise
him. I'm there. Hallelujah. I'm with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My all in all. He is our all in all. So we choose to be a friend, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing to be a friend, even to do what friends do, even with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a stranger, we can be friendly.
Yes.
We don't have to know them well to be friendly. When we go somewhere, when we see a stranger, we'll speak. We'll say, hi, how are you? My God, we're being friendly. And if we see somebody that need help along the way, we're going to help them. Because
amen.
In us. That's the God in us. We do what we do. Amen. So we're going to pick up where we left off. We have to be overcomers no matter what we're going through in life. Hallelujah. We have
yes,
to
Lord.
Look at our friends as our good buddy.
Mm.
My good God, that person that's going to be with us no matter what we're doing, we can call our friend and say, I need you to help me with this, or just call them and say, hello. Checking in with you.
Yes.
Seeing how you're doing. And heard from you in a minute. But most of the times when you're really close to people, you usually have a conversation every day, or you usually, they're going to cross your mind, even if you don't talk with them, they're going to cross your mind. And for sure they're going to be on your mind, and you're going to pray for them, right?
Amen.
Pray for them even if we don't talk to them. We're going to talk for them, interceding for them, even if we don't hear their voice that day.
Amen.
So down the road, somewhere in the day or somewhere in a couple of days or that week, we are going to be on the phone with them on Block Talk. We're on Block Talk every day. We're with Apostle every day, basically. We're with the people that are with us basically every day. So we get to communicate every day on Block Talk, which is very good. It's very good. Because we're not only communicating in ways that's necessary, all the things are necessary that we talk about on this line, but the main thing is the Word of God.
Amen.
We come for, hallelujah. But we begin to talk about health issues, and y'all know the drill. We talk about a lot of important subjects on this line, things that we that are relatable and things that we need to talk about, sharing information. We share with each other. Amen. Just like we communicate with God. We're communing with God when we pray.
Amen.
And we're communing with God when we pray together, which is powerful, when we come together in agreement on the Word of God. Friends of God do that. We do that. Amen?
Amen.
So we got to get that buddy system going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in the world, we have to be going on with each other. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to be passionate about our relationships. Amen. We got to go on and on and on, no matter what's going on and on and on, because the devil is lurking. He's all of us doing evil.
Yes.
We can't let it stop us. And we don't want it. We pray about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We stand and do all to stand on the Word of God. We're not afraid of the enemy, those who are strong in God. We're not afraid. We're not timid, but we know we got the power in us to overcome, the power in us to be who God has chosen and called us to be.
Amen.
God doesn't ask us to do what he's asking us to do on our own power.
Nope.
On our own intellect.
Mm-mm.
On our own ability.
Yes.
God has given us what we need to go on through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are well equipped to overcome anything that comes towards us, any problem, any trouble. We are well equipped because Jesus has already done all the work.
Amen.
He's already fought the battle and won it.
Yes, he
all did. All we have to do is just stand and do all that God said to do. Glory to God. Sometimes we go through incredible stress. Our minds and our bodies can only go so much, but we have God. And the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And certainly we can do unto others as we would have them do to us. We can do that because God has given us that empowerment to do that. And we're happy about it. And
amen.
Happy. I know I am. I'm good. I'm happy about the fact that I can still love you while you misuse me and mistreat me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can receive you back when you come back, even when you don't say you're sorry. Even
all right now.
For forgiveness, because I know I got to keep my heart in the right place.
Amen.
Because I want to make it to that place that God is preparing for me,
a
place that he said he's preparing for us.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
So it's okay if you show up and you've done something and it wasn't good. It's all right. You got to make your peace with God.
Amen.
We got to call on the Lord and have a talk with God.
Yes,
because sir. I'm not responsible for your actions. I'm not responsible for anybody's sin.
I'm not
responsible for keeping people, you know. I'm responsible to give the people the word, yes. I'm responsible for living the word so I can model Christ. But I'm not. I can't make people want Jesus. I can't make people do what God said to do. But I can keep myself in line with the Word of God.
Amen.
And model that so the world can see our Jesus.
Yes.
So they can see the love of Jesus Christ. That's what I must do. I have to do if I'm going to make it there to paradise.
Jesus.
Those wounded people, the church hurt, the people hurt, and all that, we got to let it go. We got to let it go. They got a lot of church hurt out there.
Amen.
Church hurt before, I know. A lot of church hurt, a lot of people hurt, but we got to let it go. Give it to God and let it go. It's God's business to deal with them folk. It's not
right.
Therefore, business is his business. Our business is to be about our Father's business. Be about what he said. Just be about it. And say, Lord, have your way.
Yeah.
Have your way with the folks. Have your way with everybody connected to me, everything concerning me, and everybody that don't like me. Lord, I'm not worried about it because I know my God can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I can't handle things, God. I can't do everything God can do.
True enough.
But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes,
I can do what he gives me to do. I can do what's necessary to be done. But nobody can do everything.
So true.
You know, when it says all things that God has given us to do. But only God had the power.
Yes.
To do the all in all. You see, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can. The things that are given to us, at hand, we can handle it because God is helping us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we have to be confident, and we will survive. We will be those like the truth, that like those in the Bible that said we leap over the truth.
Mm-hmm.
David said he had the ability to leap over the truth. In other words, to leap over the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. To get over it. Glory be to God. Leap over it and get out of the way of, God gets us out of the way of harm. It's what he meant when he said that. I can leap over the truth. I can leap over, hallelujah, I can get over whatever's coming at me. I can get over because I'm an overcomer. Amen?
Amen.
We will survive even in the combat. We're going to survive in the warfare.
Yes.
And we're going to accomplish what God has given us to accomplish. We're going to accomplish the mission. Whatever the mission is, we will be able to do it and do it well. God leading us, guiding us, angels all around us, taking charge over us, keeping us
in
all our ways. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. You're welcome. So before we go on now, we got to be, my husband calls me, Bishop, he calls me Sarge. He said, you've always given orders. You've always given orders. I was trained.
Mm-hmm.
I was trained that way.
Amen.
With leadership abilities and in leadership, you have to delegate.
Yes.
And I find myself doing that, but that's part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to delegate. We have to be able to do what God called us to do and to do those natural things that we have to do every day. So he calls me Sarge. So we got to be like a Sarge.
Amen.
We have to be able to say what we got to say and do what we got to do and do it in a superior way.
Mm-hmm.
Because God expects us to do an excellent job.
Amen. Amen now. Amen.
In our relationships, in all relationships, we got family relations, right?
Amen.
Relations. We got, you know, friend relations.
Mm-hmm.
We have professional relations.
Yes.
Relationships going on, government relations. There's relationships going on all over the place, and we have to know how to handle each one, and we cannot do it without the help of God.
Amen.
We can't do it diplomatically. We can't do it in a way that's going to please God without the wisdom and the understanding that God gives us. So we got to have that to be a good friend. We got to have that to be a good leader. Glory be to God. Because with Sarge mentality, that mentality that says, I have authority.
Mm-hmm.
I have authority. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is the captain. He's the captain of all. He's the Lord of all.
Yes, Lord.
So we are saints in the army of God. Every army got a sergeant. Every army got a general. You see what I'm saying? So that is under the leadership of Jesus Christ. We're to be the priest of our homes. The man is supposed to be the priest of the home.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
she's supposed to take that leadership role. Glory be to God. Unfortunately, many are not doing that.
Yes,
so I'm a friend of Jesus, and we know the word of God. We can do that. The man can for the home. The man can be a good friend to his family, a good friend to his wife.
Yes.
And I became good friends before we became lovers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were there. We were friends. We were doing everything together, and we were looking out for each other long before we became lovers. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good friends. And we're still good friends. And I still have good friends from years ago. Why? Because you got to know how to be one.
Amen.
Got to know how to be a friend. Amen. So let's go some scripture now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were talking about Saul yesterday and how Saul got some spiritual training. And during that spiritual training, he met Barnabas. He had no idea then that God had placed next to him the one man the church had already nicknamed the Encourager. You'll find that in Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Hallelujah. What a buddy he had. He had a buddy system. Hallelujah. We need that system to make it.
Amen.
In numbers. Glory be to God. There's strength in being in all in on one accord. Glory be to God. Imagine the conversations that they had together. Saul learned all he could about Jesus because God put those divine connections. He became Paul. Hallelujah. The name was changed.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. And he's now Paul. Hallelujah. And he goes to Capernaum as he returned to Jerusalem, and Saul would have seen the first time the house where Jesus had lived. Oh, he was given a tour. Hallelujah. Barnabas was right there, a friend showing him, hallelujah, showing him things, talking to him about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Experiences about Jesus. Isn't that what we're supposed to do when people come on board? We literally, as we walk with Jesus, we're giving people a tour of Christianity.
Amen.
We're giving them a tour. We're giving them a walkthrough. My God, as we walk and get through, others will follow. Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
We're giving them that tour, that holy tour. My God. We don't have to go to the holy land to get a holy tour.
All right.
Go to the Holy Land and walk where Jesus walked. But my main concern is to walk the way Jesus said to walk. My God.
All right.
Like Jesus said to talk. Yeah. That's my main thing. I want to live like Jesus. Glory be to God. I'd never get to the promised land, but I've been promised that I can live holy. Hey, my God.
Amen.
I may not make it there. Hallelujah. I do would like to go there. I would like to go and see the areas where Jesus walked, but I've already seen it in my mind. My. When I read the word of God, I see it spiritually.
Yes.
I see Jesus talking. I see Jesus teaching. My God. I see how Jesus was healing. He's shown us all of this in the word. So I've seen it. I believe it. I believe it happened. So we're in the land of holiness when we live in the will of the Father. Hallelujah. We're walking in the land of holiness while we're living in this wilderness of a world. But we're still living in holiness. Hallelujah. So I don't have to go to the Holy Land. I live in holiness.
All right now.
Glory be to God. That's the most important. A lot of people want to go to the Holy Land so they can stand in there. But have you been? Have you been in a relationship with Jesus? Have you actually been there where you could feel the holiness and do the holiness? Hallelujah. You feel the Holy One of Israel moving in your life. Jesus Christ. And then we can be good stewards. We can be good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Good wives and husbands, good mothers and fathers. Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
To be to God. And then we can be good neighbors.
Yes.
Too. You might say hi. You see your neighbor. You say, hello, how are you today? You're going to speak and you're going to smile. How's it going, neighbor? But that neighbor may not be your friend, but it's your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to be nice to your neighbor. But every Christian is not a friend. Sin is not a friend.
Joseph.
Every Christian is not a friend. I know a lot of Christians, but they're not my friend. You see what I'm saying here today?
Yes, Lord.
They're not my friend. I chose the one thing God chose in my life right now, and I choose to be a friend. I choose to do what God says to do in my relationships with my friends.
Amen.
Again, it's a choice.
Glory to God.
So we want to have the best experience in our walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul was healed by Jesus. He met men and women who had been healed by Jesus.
Yes. He saw
their eyes now because he got the light. As they told the stories of what had happened on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, hallelujah. Paul met people who had been changed by Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we meet the
people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right now.
If they're gonna know God, they gotta see a change. They can't see the world killing us.
Show love now.
See a holy change.
Yes. Say that now. Talk about it.
How to live life right. To live a righteous life.
Glory to God.
So we got to sit down with people and talk about Jesus at the dinner table, at the bus stop, wherever we go.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to walk about. We're going to be about the walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're not just giving it lip service.
Sure enough.
Oh, no, that won't get us to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So he sat down with Andrew and Simon and the other disciples to have dinner. Had dinner with Thomas and the other disciples. They allowed him to come in. He met them all. These who had walked with Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And he would just ask them all these different questions. You know how when we first come into the, and we're still asking questions. When we first come into the kingdom, we got a lot of questions. A lot of times we don't understand scripture, but Jesus Christ will give us the understanding. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is the Holy Spirit. He is Rabboni. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's our teacher, our deliverer, our holy redeemer. He's all of that.
Yes, he is.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
So they would pour out the word on him. Hallelujah. And he would see Jesus. He's learning about Jesus. My God. And that's what we want to do so that we can always do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Hallelujah. That's how you get it. That's how wherever you go, you are going to be able to do that scripture. You're going to live that scripture over and over again. You're going to live it out. You're going to do the thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
You got your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, allowing him to lead you through. Glory to God. Saul turned into, his name changed to Paul. Hallelujah. They had heard now. He's listening to the believers. And they heard that he didn't believe at one time. And they heard that he had terrified. They knew about he was a terrorist. And they were kind of terrified of him at first. They didn't want to let him in at first. But like I said, when the animals were all in there together, after a while, they got along. My God.
Amen.
How to stay in there long enough. And they watched each other to see the moves they were going to make. And those animals begin to live together. But a lot of times when you bring Christians all in one place, they don't know how to all act together. My God, they don't know how to all be nice and kind to each other. They don't know how to do it yet. They don't want to do it. They don't want to change, maybe. But if we are going to make it there, we better change.
Amen.
It's imperative that these changes come. I know I'm saying it over and over, but I can't stress it enough. We got to make the necessary changes if we're going to make it to heaven, and if we are not going to be responsible for other people's lives. And when I say that, God said, if you see a brother in error and you don't correct that brother, that brother's blood is on your hands.
Praise him.
My God, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Blood on my hands.
It's right now.
I don't want to miss it because I miss being kind and loving towards somebody. And I don't want to miss it. I got to be who I got to be. Like,
amen. That's so true.
So see, Saul needed a friend to stand with him, and he didn't have four to look because he had Barnabas. Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him. He ran it down to him, my God, how on Damascus he preached. He preached in Jerusalem.
Yes,
he preached in Damascus, the same place where he was going to do some more of his terror acts.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up preaching about Jesus and telling his testimony about what Jesus did to him, what he heard. He heard the voice of the Lord.
Mm.
He had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
Yes,
as he
yes,
was thrown down. Didn't he have encounters?
Yes,
we had
indeed.
To down. We had to let some stuff go. We had
come
to
on now.
Get back up again. We had to fall. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We had to fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. We had to fall down and repent, my God.
Glory.
We had to
glory.
So we could change and be like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God took some things from us. He stripped us. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I was
yes.
stripped. I'm going to tell y'all. I
yes.
was stripped. My God. But I thank God for it today.
My.
Stripped me. Glory be to God. And while he was stripping me, he was washing me.
Amen.
I was being washed. Hallelujah. So I can walk. Hallelujah. Walk clean, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All that old stuff. All that old baggage, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
All that stuff is holding in our hearts. They got to go, y'all. Let it go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let it go so you can go forth in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can go forth without no guilt, my God. You can go forth without that baggage. No junk in your trunk, my God. You're going to
come on now.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't want the junk. I don't want no more of that. Hallelujah. I want to stay clean.
My.
So I can make other friends.
Yes, yes, yes.
For the ones we have. So
praise
Paul
him.
Began to speak boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 9, verses 27 to 28. You're going to hear Paul, listen. Go, listen for yourself and get in there and put yourself right there on the scene. My God. Hallelujah. I can just see Paul. Can you see him? Glory be to God, talking about Jesus, excited and full of joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In bondage anymore. He know his slate is clean. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He know now I'm forgiven.
Oh, yes.
And so how important forgiveness is. I know what it means to repent. My God.
I know
what it means to be turned around, cleaned up. Hallelujah. For the Lord. Hallelujah. I know now.
Yes, Lord.
We experience it now. We've got to experience Jesus to know him. We've got to have a relationship with Jesus to know him.
So true.
And to do what's right in his. He found a friend like Barnabas. He found Barnabas, and he knew now he got this great power inside. Can you be that friend today? Can you be that friend to somebody who look like I could never be friends with that person? Sometimes people look at people and say, oh, no, indeed. I could never get close to that person. We look at people and we judge people by, you know, how they look. Isn't that right? And that person try to come and be a little friendly. But because they might not look just the way we think they ought to look, we don't want to be friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just be a jewel wrapped up in that person.
My.
It could be some treasure. There's treasure in all of us because we all have gifts of God.
Amen.
Some of them haven't manifested yet, but we have the gifts that God has given us. Everybody been born with gifts.
Amen.
And, you might encounter somebody. There's something in that person that could really come and bring so much more to your life. If we stop, we must stop judging people by how they look.
And true,
judge people the way the Bible by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
By the Spirit. God said you'll know them by the Spirit. It doesn't matter what they're wearing.
As we say.
It doesn't matter how the hair looks.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter if they don't have no teeth in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, that girl, they ought to go get him some tea. Yo, she ought to go get us some tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to saying, oh, look at how they look. Look how they came to church and this, that, and the other. No, we got to see in the Spirit. We must judge people by the contents of their character.
That's right.
What's the character? Or do they have the characteristics of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? And even if they don't, do you see the potential? Like Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus came for a sinner.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some people look at somebody and say, oh, no, I can't be with them. Oh, no, I can't hang out with them. You don't know until you get to know. You don't know. You got to listen. We got to look, listen, and do. Look, listen, and do what Jesus said. And then God will reveal to us who that person is.
Amen.
God said you know them. That's a statement that he made. You will know them. He didn't say you may know them. He said you will know them by their fruit. But you got to have some fruit yourself.
Amen.
Fruit yourself. How you going to see the fruit if you don't know the fruit? If you're a bad tree, you can't see the fruit. Identify what you already know. You can identify what's already in you. But if it's not there, you're not going to see it. So let's go. We're going to some scripture. So anyway, I thank God for this lesson.
Amen.
And I thank God what God revealed more about the situation with Paul.
Praise him.
And how God had me to bring in Barnabas. Because Barnabas is very intricate in this man's life, in Saul's life. God gave everybody a friend that we can lean on.
Amen.
Even if it's only one.
That's right.
Okay? God gives us what we need, when we need it, and how much we need of it.
Amen. Now.
So he gave him that friend. He had Ananias. He met him. Ananias knew he was we talked about Ananias yesterday and the situation with Paul. But Ananias was gentle with him. And Ananias said, man, the only reason why I'm going to do this is because Jesus told me to do it, but I sure don't want to do it because I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I can't
stand.
I don't want to do it because I know who you are, and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve to be laying here right now in my house, laying here right now. You don't deserve that I have to come to you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, people talk like that and be talking about stuff like that and say and cussing and everything with the name of Jesus in their mouth. I've heard it before, and you know. So he found out the gentleness of Jesus. He felt the love. Truly a Christian.
Amen. Now.
And believer, that's who Ananias was. And God knew he could depend on Ananias to be there and do what he said to do for Paul.
That's right.
He comes to those he knows he can trust to do it.
Amen.
And then he'll test you to see how far you go.
Come on now.
He gives us the test to see how far you go. Would you just listen to God? Just listen
to God. Yes.
Follow the lead of Jesus Christ. And watch how far he takes you. Watch how far you can go in the Spirit. And you'll go from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
Before
you do it, because the Bible says so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's right, sister. Amen. So the church wondered what happened. Terror saw. Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch.
Yes.
So a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. Look what God is doing now with Paul.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And y'all may not have known it, but Paul studied for 3 years with prayer, studying the Word of God, spending time.
Yes.
Spending some of that time in Tarsus, the town of his birth. My God. Hallelujah.
We'll praise him.
And the Lord. 3 years.
Yes, he did.
That was some time, right?
Yes.
So what is that telling us?
That took some time in with him, too.
Spend some time.
Yes, sir.
All your years taking some time for God.
Mm-mm-mm.
All your years. All of our years spending some time with God. Not just some of the time, because, see, Paul continued to do the work after that. He didn't stop. He continued. We all know that, so let's move on. Hallelujah. So think about the way Ananias and Barnabas helped to change working with Paul and how people changed in the world. Don't we want to see change in people in the world?
Amen.
People who don't know Jesus Christ.
It's so true.
When we do what God said to do and how he says to do it, then people will see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see the difference, and either they're going to love it or they're going to hate it.
Amen, now.
If you got some of them, they can't stand it. They get mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil. When they see it, they get mad. They get angry.
Yes, yes, yes.
They want to bite you and fight you.
Mm-hmm.
So we run from, you know, we like, okay, God. You said it would be that way, so okay. Ain't nobody but the devil. We're not scared.
Amen, no.
Ain't nobody but him. Nobody to be afraid of. that's how you get. That's you get to that point, you know. It'd be like, all power lives in me. My God, I'm not scared of no devil.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of what he could do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we stay on the watch. We just don't talk that. You got to talk it. You got to have moves behind the words. Amen. You got to take moves, and we got to stay on that wall. Glory be to God. And while we're doing that, God will send those divine connections. We're talking about relationships here, I know. But I started out with that scripture because that's the only way you could ever have a friend is to treat them like you want to be treated.
Amen.
Because if you get into a relationship, and that person is being friendly and trying to be a friend, but we're not doing it, then we're not going to have no good friends.
So true.
Because we don't know how to be one. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's so true now.
Oh, the change came. Believe me, the change is going to come for some folks.
Yes, Lord.
In these last days, there's going to be some changes, many changes.
Yes.
Are happening now, and there are going to be some changes for some folk that's walking upside down.
Amen.
Outside the will of the Father.
Yeah.
It's like walking on their head and they don't have no brain.
My, my, my.
Upside down.
Sure enough.
Not right side up. Why? Because they're not doing right. Side down, outside the line.
Oh, amen.
The word of the Lord. So their life is upside down.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when trouble comes, a lot of them still want to call on the name of Jesus.
Sure enough.
Or they know to call that name.
Mm-hmm. They're calling in. Mm-hmm.
They call the name when they're in trouble.
That's right.
But after the trouble is over, because they never had a relationship in the first place, but
mm-hmm.
they know to call him.
Yes.
The plane didn't wreck, the plane didn't crash, but when they get off the plane, it's over. God got them to safety, but it's over now. I don't need you, Jesus.
Mm.
The train wreck didn't kill them. I don't need you, Jesus, when they get off. My God, when a sickness goes away, it heals, and it's over. I don't need you no more, Jesus. I know a man was healed from AIDS, and now he's still living a gay life.
Mm-mm-mm.
Still living a gay lifestyle. Got AIDS living a gay lifestyle.
My.
Then he got married, and he called himself Trying to Come Straight. So I was so happy when he got married. I said, oh, Lord, I thank God he got married. He got married to a woman, divorced a woman. He realized he couldn't be with a woman. Come on now. But that's after he got healed of AIDS.
Jesus.
Jesus, the name of Jesus, was still calling on the name of Jesus. So he's just, because right now he's a minister. He's ministering the word. He's on Facebook putting scripture out there every day. I know him well. He used to be a friend of mine.
Jesus.
And I hated to see it. You know what? He went all the way to Paris and got married to a man. I'm just saying, sin is sin, though. I'm not picking on the homosexuals. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, God called on the name of Jesus, prayed, and got healed. God showed up. Living large, but materialistically, with another man. A beautiful man. They're both beautiful men. And I love him. But I don't love what he do. You see, we got to love folk.
Amen.
But we don't have to like, if they're not living like God, we don't have to like it.
Is it true?
No, we hate the sin, but we don't hate the folk.
Amen. Amen.
So I thank God, you know, we pray. We just got to keep praying. Amen.
Amen.
Free him again. Hallelujah. He's still alive because God says so.
Yes.
God has a work for him, and he's doing missionary work. Let me move on. We've been freed by salvation, the grace of God, and not by works. How many marriages have been saved? How many relationships have been saved? We have no clue. But we know many have been saved because of the grace of God.
Amen.
And if we look into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's the love chapter. That's the love chapter. Read it for yourself. I know many have already read it. Many have been combed. We've been combed down by the peace. We talked about the peace that surpasses all understanding. We talked about the knowledge that only God can work, you know, that with that knowledge that he gives us, God can work it in us and through us. We talked about that yesterday, and we're still talking about it. God brings us through.
Amen.
I know I've been changed.
Yes, Lord.
I know I've been changed by the words of the Bible.
Yes.
By the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. I know I've been changed by every word that proceeds out of the Father's mouth.
Through Jesus.
I know I can't live by bread alone.
All right now.
I can't, but I can live by the word. By every word. And I've learned how to live with folk. I've learned to live with folk that don't like me. I learned how to live with those that hate me.
Yes, Lord.
Hating me, but eating my bread at the same time.
All right, now.
I learned.
Sure enough.
It didn't kill me to sit at the table with them.
Mm-mm.
It just taught me and encouraged me to continue on. When I say encourage me, it's because God let me know you can get through it.
Yes, Lord.
You can let them sit there with you and smile with you and get through it. It's not going to kill you. You hear me? It's not going to kill us to be nice to those that don't even want to be bothered with us. Be nice to those that even hate us. Because why? We got to show the love of God. Because that one dinner, that one conversation, that one encounter that they have with us, knowing that, and we're showing that Jesus love, we're showing that love could change that person. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
They can change.
Yes.
It can change by the power of God. It's not, and we're never supposed to give up on people.
Amen.
Don't give up praying. Don't give up crying out to God for them.
Praise them.
Because God can make a change. Amen.
Amen.
So So Paul became confident. He became a crucial leader for the body of Christ.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. And if you look back, that same man that Jesus knocked down on the road to Damascus is not standing up for Christ. That light hit him.
Yes, yes.
That lightning, it hit him.
My, my, my.
And that overwhelming power of the Savior took his eyesight. Hallelujah. Took his health. Took his emotional health. He was shaken up emotionally.
Yes.
He didn't want no food when it happened. I told y'all yesterday, he didn't want no water. He just needed a friend.
Yes, Lord.
God reached down to men that were to be a part of his life to help him change the world. He spoke to Ananias and Barnabas and asked them to be a friend to this man who desperately needed that friendship.
My Lord.
I wanted friendship. I was desperate for friendship. And I tell you what, I made some mistakes with people because I was desperate. I wanted people to love me.
Yes.
Apostle, I don't know if you've been there, apostles and people on this line. I wanted to be loved.
Amen.
The rejection spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew about that pain.
Yes,
a heart of rejection. And it came from when I was just a child because my father didn't want me. I know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I realized it was a spirit when I was born again. And I realized it was one of the reasons why I was making some bad choices. Yeah, I said that. I can talk about it. It's my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I've experienced. When bad things happen, it happens. Bad things happen. And you're wondering, how could that be? I gave my all in all. I gave him my love. I gave him my money. I gave him my time.
Yes, Lord.
I gave them the use of my things that I had.
Mm-hmm.
They could take anything, anything they would ask me for. Can I have this? Can I get that? And those same people turned out to be backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for the experience, y'all. It's a
yes.
That's on people hurt. People are hurting and they hurt other people.
That's right.
People are feeling rejected. And as a result of that rejection, they rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people go out and make the wrong decisions when it comes to relationships.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're looking for love. But you're not being guided by God.
Hallelujah.
Without the guidance of God, we're going to choose the wrong mates. We're going
to Amen.
People, we're going to choose the wrong places to go.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're not going to get it right without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Fine, it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm-mm.
So today, it may be a person that you might meet somewhere, even today maybe. Apostle might meet somebody out there today. Apostle Millie, when you go today on your errand, you may meet somebody.
Amen.
You may meet somebody. Meet a person near you that needs a friend.
Amen.
And if we answer God's call to be that friend, it may be that after you answer that call, that person that you touched with the gentleness and the love of Jesus will go out and other people will have a friend.
That's right.
Other people will be touched by God based on what we do. Amen?
Amen.
So I just, you know, I thank God this word is just so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
What God is doing. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27 and 17, you're going to get to some scripture, more scripture, I should say. As iron sharpens iron, sharpens a friend. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful scripture. So I ask you. you this, my friend, my sisters, my brother. When was the last time somebody told you I love you? Do you remember the last time somebody said something kind?
Amen.
That your ears would behold the love that they had in their heart for you. And you felt that love.
Thank you, Jesus.
You were enraptured in the love of God. Have you ever had that?
Amen.
Have you ever felt that? If you haven't, you want to.
Oh, yeah. Let Apostle Linda tell you, you want to feel that feeling. Hallelujah. You want that feeling. You want to feel enraptured in the love of God. You
yes.
want to feel that feeling that you get when you hear a person really care about you. And they're not faking it.
Amen.
But they really love you, Apostle. Holy Spirit, I thank you for speaking through me right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
You want to have that rapture.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You want to feel loved. You want to feel, you want those hugs. You want that kiss on the cheek.
Yes, Lord.
We can kiss people without even being in their presence.
That's right.
We can kiss them with the love of Jesus. By the words that we say, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah. Have you ever felt, I know I'm being a little poetic here, but have you ever felt a symphony? Have you ever felt that symphony of that love and that care? It's like a symphony. It's all around you. It's like you're listening to a symphony, like you're listening to all these beautiful instruments. When you got an instrument of peace on the line with you, when you got an instrument of peace standing next to you, glory be to God. When you got that instrument of peace, that instrument of love, my
yes.
God, you feel enraptured. Hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. Oh, you feel that symphony of love. That's
yes.
what I call it. That's me. That's what I call it. That's what how my Holy Spirit put it in me to say.
Jesus.
It's a rhapsody, my God, a symphony. It's like you could feel the angels around you, Jesus. You know you got some help. You know that you know. You don't see the angels. God has blessed me to see angels, yes. Everybody has not seen them, but I have. He's blessed me with that. He said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know.
Yes, Lord.
And I've experienced that with God. He's shown me great and mighty things that I didn't know.
Hallelujah.
I've seen some wonderful things he has shown me. Hallelujah. Oh, I could write a book about him. Glory be to God. But you know, he wanted me to know that I'm Jesus Christ. Nobody else could show you what I'm showing you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Nobody else can talk to me like him. Nobody's voice sounds like his. Nobody can call my name like he does. I've never heard nobody call my name like God called my name. When I heard him say, Linda, oh, God. Apostle, I know you know. I know you know what it feels like. Apostles and people on this line who have heard the voice of God, the friend, Jesus, your friend. Full of God. It's nothing like it. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Because we know these phones, how they are. And
that's
God
right.
wants to hear everything he got to say today.
That's
hallelujah,
right.
Glory be to God. It's not me.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is
sure
moving.
Know. It's
he's
right now.
And it's moving.
Mm.
So I pray it hasn't been long ago that you heard somebody tell you I love you and really mean it.
That's right.
That you got a hug from a friend and you knew they really meant you.
Yes,
that
yes,
you received a gift from a friend and you know they wasn't looking for nothing. But the fact that you would see how much they love you. Did you hear me?
Amen.
When you receive of your friend, they're not looking for anything back. All they want is your respect. All they want is your love. But they're not looking for another gift just because you sent one. Because you've already given them the gift of love. and they appreciate that. When was the last time, can you remember? I can't. Can you remember when you got that phone call in the middle of the night and that person said, God put me on your heart. I just got a message from Minister Andera. I love that. I love that young woman. She's my daughter. And I haven't talked with her lately, but I will give her a call because all kind of stuff was happening. But listen, she said, Ma, you've been in my spirit. You know why? Because I was in the hospital and she was feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's a friend. And then she sends me an offering. Just was thinking about you, Mom, my girl. But not because of what she spent, but because of how she feel about me and the life she has with God. Mainly the life she has with God. Or, you know, when I hear those words, Ma, I was thinking about you. Mommy, but when she sent me the text, it has Ma. But when I talk to her, she calls me Mommy. And I call her my beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
And I love her. I loved her from the first day I heard her voice on Blog Talk. Joined and connected with her. Same way with Apostle on this line, Apostle Jefferson, Apostle Calendar, Deacon Frazier. Hallelujah. Right away, we connected.
Yes, Lord.
I connect with Mother Grant. I connect with folk who are connected to Jesus. But not everybody is that person like Paul had. Got some nice people in your life, but everybody's not that close friend, you see. Okay. But we're all them brothers, like I started out talking about. For God wants to tell us things that only friends share. He said, I called you friend, and he will share things with us like friends share. Beautiful experiences with Jesus Christ. And the scriptures tell us a lot about how to be friends with God. Uh-huh. And with each other, in a way that pleases God, Bishop. To please God, we got to know how to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know how to give and give from the right kind of heart, from a mm-hmm. heart filled with the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Friendship with God gives us access to his heart. How do we be friends with God? Just having faith in him. And it pleases him.
Amen.
The Bible said it pleases him. And when your husband is pleased and your wife is pleased, don't it feel good?
Amen.
Good when you know, you're given some
Amen.
Kind of attention.
All right now.
That is sold to encourage, to love, to hold.
Right.
Doesn't it feel good?
Amen.
Didn't we all feel good on our trip? We were loving on each other.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I ain't talking about that crazy stuff now.
All right now. All right.
It's so true.
I'm talking about none of that crazy stuff because people take stuff and run with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't doing none of that crazy stuff.
Amen now.
There were no crazy so-called Christians on a trip. No. We were definitely in the spiritual realm, that spiritual realm that can only come from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wasn't in that crazy stuff. But we had a good time. And that's what I mean. We were loving on each other.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Doing for each other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I've had other good experiences. But some of them didn't turn out. It was good when it was happening, you know. But then you begin to learn about some other things that's going on that's not good. So, most of this, we got so many scriptures about
friendship. I want to bring you back a little bit, just a minute. This is going to be another part. I see it now. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, right?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, you know, he'll have you going in these places, and he gives you what you need as you research the Bible, as you search the Bible. I'm talking about how we have to do what we need to do in order for God to bless us. That's what doing unto others is.
Yes,
another way to say it. We find these beautiful encounters that people had in the Word of God when they became a friend of God, which is called Ruel in Hebrew. Ruel, friend of God.
Amen.
One of the names of Moses' father-in-law, I like to do the Hebrew stuff, who we know as Jethro or Yithro in Hebrew. Hallelujah. When the girls returned to their father, Ruel, he asked them, "Why have you returned so early?" We'll see when they met up with Abraham, with Moses. And Moses was in the wilderness, remember? And the girls led Moses to their father. And Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years before he even started his ministry. And so Jethro and Moses was well trained before he started his ministry. God is the point. God made him responsible for Moses. What a friend that is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bishop, he made him responsible for Moses. He followed the lead of God. And what a friend that is.
That's
a stranger. My God. Moses was a stranger, but he wasn't a stranger to God.
Amen.
God had already touched Jethro. Touched the man of God.
Mama.
In order for him to train Moses, to shepherd Moses, get Moses ready. Moses had 40 years in training before he went. And some people don't want to wait a week or 2 weeks. They want to jump right into something. They want to jump right into being a pastor, jump right into being this and that and the other, and want to be a whole lot of stuff and don't want to wait and be trained. We got to be trained.
Amen.
It's been a long, I mean, I was doing the word and doing scriptures and Bible study and going to different people's houses. We were doing house studies and all of that, and I wasn't a pastor yet. But God was training. Years ago, God was training. He did the same thing with Moses. Had people coming into my house for Bible study, making the food for them when they come. That was God. God was training me, preparing me for where we are today and for where we are to go, y'all. Laying hands on the sick and they're recovered.
Amen.
God was ever called a pastor.
Or
even a minister. But we were ministering. And we saw the hand of God moving. We were out there doing mission work and saw the hand of God moving. Before we were called pastor, bishop, apostle. You hear me?
Amen.
Doing that because God was leading us, training us, getting us ready for even the greater.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, another good friendship was Ruth. Ruth in the Bible. See, I started looking up the friendships in the Bible. And those that are doing to somebody else what they want them to do to them. Hallelujah. You will want somebody to stand by your side. You will want somebody like Ruth in your life. My mother-in-law once told me I was really like her Ruth. She said that. I said, what?
Yeah, because you stuck with me. Ruth stuck with Naomi. Hallelujah. I said it right, James? Alicia?
Yes.
Say Naomi, and he says, no, it's Naomi.
Mm.
But I hear a lot of people say Naomi. But he said Naomi in the Bible. So Ruth chose to be a friend to her mother-in-law. Wasn't easy, and she had to leave her family, right? She had to leave the familiar. Sometimes we got to leave the familiar to do what God said to do. We got to leave the family. We got to leave the old ways behind.
Yes, it's true.
And we got to move forth in God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We have to leave her country, her people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was a sacrifice worth making.
Mm-hmm.
Because through Naomi, she also entered into a relationship with God. See, Naomi was modeling her life, her Christian life. And this girl was taking root in the Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ruth was taking root in the Word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Provided for her in every way possible through Naomi. They lost everything. Remember, they lost their children. I mean, she lost her children, and Ruth lost her husband. Naomi lost her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And her son. So that's called being one that's willing to treat others the way you want to be treated. That's what the God in us will do. We want to be a friend like Ruth. That will stick by, stay with us, love us, help us when we're down and out, when we feel like we're out for the count. Somebody like Ruth will come along. Somebody like Apostle Jefferson will come along. Apostle Callender will come along.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And then we get lifted up out the rut.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a rut. She was depressed. I believe
yes.
She was going to die. She was ready to die. She felt like, look, I done lost everything.
My.
Home, but she was in a depressed state. And Ruth said, well, I'm coming with you.
Oh.
And what does Evangelist Lula say? I'm coming. I'm going with you.
Yes, right.
Yeah. I'm going with you.
That's right.
Billy? Billy?
That's it. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, Jeff will say, sister, I need you.
No.
Sister, I got to talk to you.
Oh, yes.
And then I'll say to her, sister, I'm so glad you prayed for me.
Amen.
Sister, I needed that prayer. She felt
yes.
I was feeling down.
Mm-hmm.
Call me. Sister, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
My God. That's how it is with friends. Apostle know when something going on with us.
Yes, Lord.
Connected to us in a way that some people don't understand.
That's the truth.
But it's a divine connection.
Hallelujah.
It is. It's divine. No,
that's what it is.
Like that.
Divine connection.
That's what it is. And we had a divine gathering.
Amen.
When the divine come together, it's all divine.
My.
All on the same page, all on the same accord. One accord.
Across street.
Huh?
Yes, Cross Street is divine.
Yeah, her Cross Street. She live on divine. Definitely live on divine. Methodist Jeffery, her side street is divine.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Mama.
Divine time in that house. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Glory to God. And some changes have taken place in that house. I'll tell y'all about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So Ruth made a lifelong commitment. They made a commitment to each other.
Yes.
Even when the other daughter-in-law left, Ruth refused to leave her.
My Lord.
Refused.
like we told our mother, we're not leaving without you. No, we're not leaving without you. You're coming.
That's right now.
You're coming. We're not leaving without you. And when she was in a place where she wasn't being treated well and they wanted her to leave, wanted her, put her out, talking about our mother. James' mother, we called her mother.
Mama.
You know, my God, my God. I told Bishop, nowhere in the world we're going to stay in St. Louis and our mother need us to come.
That's right.
She's going to mother because mother don't want to come to us. So we dropped everything, left good job, did all that. Sometimes you got to leave.
All right now.
What God is telling you to do and go where he tell you to go, you got to leave.
Amen.
That sacrifice. And that's why she said you could have been Ruth. You like Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I stuck with my mother-in-law by the grace of God. We had our little head bump. But we had our long talk.
All right.
And we sat at the table 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
Sometimes we drank a little wine, a little glass of wine.
Jesus.
Drink wine. And I was, because I used to be cold too. And our mama, which was her mother, we called mama, we called grandma my mother. So she would say, child, just drink a little wine. It's going to warm you up. Because I used to be so cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so every now and then, mother and I used to sit at the table and reminisce and have a little glass of wine. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, beautiful, because it would be just she and I at that table. We had long talks. We had plenty of time we spent together. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Oh, yes.
We stuck together. Whenever she needed something, we were there. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What friends do. That's how you treat others the way you want to be treated.
It's the truth.
That's why God gave me this subject, this topic, and this name, this topic, because that's how it got to be if we're going to grow in the Lord.
That's so true.
Hallelujah. So Ruth did not go to Israel. She wasn't seeking no wealth. She wasn't seeking no security. But she was obedient. She was obedient and a loyal friend to Naomi.
Mama.
Favor. And while she gave up, she left her country. God was leading her to something great.
Mama.
A neighborly love. This is not just, just because you're my mother-in-law. No. This was the love of a loyal friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she found favor when she left that place.
Oh, yes.
She found the favor of God.
Yes, she did.
Her love, with her friendship with Naomi, was rooted in love.
No, Lord.
Love of God. Hallelujah. When she got there, she wasn't looking for wealth, but she sure got some.
Amen, now.
She got her Boaz.
Yes, she did.
She got her Boaz.
And her
Hallelujah.
Her mother-in-law told her the right thing.
Sure did. She trained her. She trained her how to be a lady. Be a lady. You can't be no hoochie mama.
All right, now.
No hoochie mama. You got to dress right, talk right, be right in the Lord.
That's right.
You got to be right. You got to be all you can be for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And there she goes, gleaning, giving all of the, oh, he told him, give her all the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the special woman that she was. Why? Because she was God sent.
That's right.
That's what's important. God sent.
The God sent.
God sent. Hallelujah. And she found another friend.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But she was already a friend of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
She was going to be married to a king.
Jesus.
But the first one she got to know was King Jesus.
All right.
Because had she not had a relationship in her heart around somebody who knew King Jesus,
yeah.
Somebody who she would have missed that blessing.
Yes, she would have.
That favor. She would have missed being married to a Boaz. And not
yes.
Because a lot of us think we got something going on and we end up with a broke ass.
That's right now.
Broke ass. A-G. A-G.
Ooh, yes.
All right?
It's so true.
I ain't confident. I'm just putting broke on A-G.
That's all what right? It says. No ass.
Don't want to work. I have to put up with somebody that didn't want to work and come live on you.
That's so true.
Yeah, and end up beating your A-G. End up living on your AZ.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Some people encounter that because why? You don't know the master.
All right now.
You don't know the law. Real love.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's so true.
That's what the little cartoons say. Looking for love. You're looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Whooping for love. Whooping for nub in all the wrong places. But anyway, y'all, we're not going to keep y'all much longer. We're going to close. But I just downloaded some of these friendships in the Bible, you know, Moses and Ruth. Moses was face-to-face with God.
Yes.
God brought him up to the mountain to speak to him. Have you ever had any experiences with God? You been on a mountain? Do you want to go to the mountaintop? Do you want to be on a mountain with God? That means God
higher. Get you higher. That's right.
He'll bring you to those mountaintop experiences,
mm-hmm.
but then he'll bring you back down.
That's right.
I experienced it, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Brought me up the mountain. Hallelujah.
My.
I didn't walk up. He had me gliding up. I was just elevating up.
My mama.
Beautiful mountain, and he put me on top of the mountain. Have you ever had those mountaintop experiences with God, and you know it's God, and he showed me all this beauty? My. Oh, my God. You see, he'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. He was like, daughter, I'm taking you higher.
There we go.
Mountaintop experiences with me. My God, hallelujah. But when he bring you up, he bring you up to fill you up, and then you got to go back down.
Hallelujah.
Go back down and give it to the people. My God, Holy Spirit, thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can't keep it all for yourself. You got to let it go. Down with the people, hallelujah.
Man.
Go to the world and let go what God put in you. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Glory be to God. And I tell you,
my.
All in white, beautiful, my God. And he had me just gliding up, just elevating up there. Hallelujah. God,
yes.
I tell you, God is great. God is good all the time, and he does beautiful things. He shows us all of these beautiful visions and dreams and all of
Yes.
And stay connected to the vine. We're only the vine. We need the vine. We need the divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine connection, divine protection, divine justice.
Amen. Now,
so-called justice is divine. It's not just. It's not all divine.
Yes.
Tainted with lies and deception.
Yes.
A lot of stuff is tainted. It's not what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are not the way they really, they're not the way they seem. But it's all right. All of those experiences help us to grow in God.
You know what I say now,
you guys? All of you on this line, all of you people of God, I always say now, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. When I see these things, I say, thank you, Jesus, you let me see.
Amen.
I'm not going to be bent out of shape about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I say, glory, hallelujah, because now I know I'm going to another dimension. Now
I'm
hotter. When the fire gets hotter, when it gets turned up, you
get Yes.
Another dimension in God. Don't give up. Just keep looking up, I tell you. Right now. Don't give up. When you're in the fire, don't you give up. Hallelujah.
So true. Hang on in there. Hallelujah.
Because God is taking you somewhere else. Glory be to God.
Sure no. Sure no.
Something else. My God.
Yes.
Have another encounter with the Most High God. Don't let the devil discourage you so you can lose your confidence and just get out of the way of God and then you get up and down again. Now you're standing on your head. You're not using your head. You're standing on it.
All right.
You're not using that mind that God gave you anymore because you're down. Your whole life is upside down.
My,
look up, keep straight.
Stay
on the straight way.
Path
of righteousness. The broad is the way of destruction. You don't want to go that way. My God, stay with God. I tell you, He's going to show you something you never seen before.
Yes.
When the fire gets turned up, turn up more for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Devil, turn it up. You turn up more. My God, you turn up that praise. You turn up that thanksgiving. You turn up your prayer time. Just
turn
it up for Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't run up on
the devil. Don't run up on him. My God, because the more you turn up Jesus, the more you deliver. The more you get of God.
Yes.
The more you get. To you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The greater the gift is. Hallelujah. God said your gift will make room for you. You'll get
more.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You'll get more room to use that gift. Glory be to God. He'll give you more. And then the Bible said you stretch it from the Word of God. We can't just read it. We got to live it. That's the word. Be like Ruth. Be faithful. Be kind. Hallelujah. Be compassionate and loving. Hallelujah. Be like Moses. Be obedient. Be like Abraham, a friend of God. Hallelujah. Who was willing to sacrifice that son. Be willing to sacrifice for God. Sacrifices. Nobody is going to get what God has to give without making the sacrifices.
Amen. Now.
So turn it up.
Anybody
who establishes a relationship, a friendship, just because they want some power, powerful, they want more money, they want more sexual relations.
Yes.
They want to have some good sex.
They
want some more of the world.
Sure enough.
And when they can't get it, it's all going to cease. It's all going to go away.
Yes.
First place. You see, real love does not depend on what somebody can give you. It's not a selfish thing at all. Hallelujah. That's
how
real love is. Telling y'all. If you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, you're going to get all the wrong stuff to come back.
It's true.
It's not going to come back. It's not going to be good. Hallelujah. If you want a relationship, and this is the last one for today, you want a relationship that Jonathan and David had. It was perfect with those two. They loved each other so much. Talk about the love of God.
Yes, they did.
David could have killed Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, to protect his new throne.
Yes.
What they would do, they would go and kill all the people that were connected to the previous administration, I'll put it that way. But David kept him alive, and he honored that son.
Yes, he did.
Because he loved Jonathan just that much. He even honored his only son after Jonathan was dead. Those two loved each other. And you know what the sick people say? They done already made them gay. Said that was a homosexual relationship because two men don't love each other like that unless they're homosexual. How twisted and evil that is.
Yes.
They were homosexual. God wouldn't have put them in the Bible the way he did. God is not a liar.
No, he's not.
God is not a deceiver.
No, he's not.
In the end, God would have told us how those two got along together, right?
That's and right.
And the story, you would see, and they did evil in the sight of the Lord because then they start to love each other in the evil way. Don't God do that at the end of every chapter where the king was evil, did evil, and they did evil in the sight of the Lord. God spoke about the good things they did, and then they did evil in the sight of the Lord. So if these two had got into a homosexual relationship, God would have said, and then they did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He did it with everybody else. He said it.
That's right, huh?
That's evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one to believe that was a relationship ordained. And
ordained of God.
Divinely protected. Divinely accepted by God.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not easy to trust or honor people.
My.
Half as much as Ruth honored Naomi or as David honored Jonathan. By protecting his son.
Yeah.
Because so many times we've been let down by our friends and our family.
That's the truth.
Those who are supposed to be fellow believers, I say former believers. So when they're disappointed and they're rejected, I talked about it earlier, there may be some resentment and some bitterness which can turn into hate. But in these times, y'all, we must ask God how to go about relationships, how to go about my life. We got to know the how, the when, the why, the what, all of this, the who. All of this comes from God.
Amen.
God give us all of the W. The why, when, the what, the who. Hallelujah. That's right, God. But ask God what to do. Since these sins, this bitterness, this resentment without repentance, we're going to stay in a resentful. We're going to stay resentful.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter. So these things are going to block our relationship with God.
That's right.
Even our blessing. So when we ask God to help us with these things,
yes, Lord,
be to people how I want them to be to me, God.
Amen.
I want to be loved.
That's right.
To be respected.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
That's right now.
I want to be you. I want to be you. It's a blessing to be you. I want to be you.
Yes.
And miss you. Not of you and miss you, but I want to be you. It's a blessing to give and to be you.
Amen.
He'll always speak to us. God will always speak to us about what to do so that we can be you.
Praise God.
What we got to do, if you want God to use you, you want to be blessed by God, you don't want your blessings to be hindered, forgive people, love them, and move on.
Amen.
No matter what they did or didn't do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus did so much.
Mm.
He saved Yeshua. Showed us how to love, showed us how to be a friend, showed us how to treat each other. He went from place to place, village to village, and saw the lost. He knew right where they were. He served others. He was a servant, I said in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Hugged the children. He washed the people's feet. He made breakfast for the disciples. That's a servant. That's truly a servant. That's truly one who's treating others as he wanted to be treated. Jesus wants us to love him too.
Amen.
He wants our love. He wants yes. our attention.
Yes, yes, yes.
Attention. And he gave all of that. Saved us, raised us. And we at least need to give him love.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus preached. And he talked to the people, talked to the people about false religion. He talked to them about self-righteousness, how
yes. Yes.
He taught them how to see God by the way he walked in this earth. He faithfully kept the commands of God.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Which teaches all how to love others.
Yes,
and we faithfully teach the keep the commands of God. He healed the sick and he forgave their sins. That's what we got to do. He said we lay hands on the sick and they recover, right?
Amen.
What Jesus did, we can do what Jesus did. He suffered and died so we could live.
Yes, yes, yes.
Eternally with God.
Amen.
Said in his word, and I close with this. Greater love has no one than this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone laid down his life for his friend.
As we see it.
Can you put it down?
My.
Allow God to lay it on you.
My.
Would you allow him to lay on you?
Yes. Jesus.
Are you going to allow him to lay on you?
Yes.
Literally lay on you and breathe on you?
Jesus.
You can have life and life more abundantly?
Hallelujah.
Are you bold enough to say, lay it on me, Jesus?
My.
Oh, when you say, lay it on me, Jesus.
Just right,
I
now.
I want to be like you, Jesus. Lay it on me.
Lay it on me.
Lay it out. I need to lay it down for my friends. I need to give up for the people. I got to make those sacrifices for the people. Lay it on me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I can lay it all down for you.
My.
My God, lay it all down. Whatever it is, we got to lay it down. Hallelujah. And he don't mind laying it on you. But I tell you what, you got to pay the cost.
So no.
It's going to cost you.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all, no.
My.
Are you willing to pay the cost?
My.
To listen to the boss himself.
Mm-hmm.
I told somebody a long time ago, all I got is one boss. You're not my boss.
Come on now.
One, and his name is Jesus Christ.
All right now.
Bow down to him. I don't bow down to no man, no woman.
All right now.
I know that on the job. I let him know it. No, you're not.
That's the truth.
My. Call nobody my boss but Jesus.
Come on now.
Because I've allowed him to lead me.
Yes.
Hold me. Love
yes.
me.
Yes. All right yes. now.
Guide me.
All right.
Let him do all that. I let him lay it on me.
Yes.
Long time ago I said, Jesus, lay it on me.
Yes.
Give me all the glory I can sing.
Oh, glory.
Give me all I can take, Jesus. Because I want all that you got for me. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it, Jesus. I want it all, Jesus. And I'm going to not withhold anything. When the Lord speak to me to do it, I want to do it.
Yes.
Do it by the strength of God. You can do it. You can be confident that when you say to Jesus, lay it on me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. I say yes to your will, Jesus. Get ready.
Yes.
And
yes.
know it's going to cost
yes.
you.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
No,
you
no,
can't
no.
just take somebody else's anointing. You can't just think you can do what somebody else is gifted to do.
Joe, no, can't.
Put in you to do.
That's so true.
When you give it all up for Jesus Christ.
You give it all up. Hey, glory. Mm-hmm.
So then when he lay it on you, you got to lay down. You got to lay your life down. You got to lay aside every weight, my Lord.
Yes.
The word said, lay it aside.
My.
I don't care how much it hurts. I don't care how much you miss that person or whatever it is. You got to give it up for Jesus. Whatever's not like him, give it up.
Hey, glory.
For the Most High God, give it up.
Glory to God.
Nobody is going to lift you up like him.
Nobody
can set you before kings like him. Nobody
can
give you what he can give. Nobody can love you. He can love you. So just be bold.
Yes.
Go boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. After you get saved today. Go boldly before the throne of grace and say, God, here I am, Lord.
Mama.
Father. Have your way with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour out on me, Jesus.
Me,
I need you to pour out on me, Jesus.
Yes.
God, I need to be like you, Jesus.
Yes.
More than anything, Lord. I need you right now, God. But I don't know how to do it. Hallelujah. I don't know where to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are.
For you. I heard this woman say today, talking about you and talking about how to give to others and talking about the friends of Christ. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I want all of that.
I want all of that.
Lay all of that on me, God.
Yes.
Right now, today, God, I give you my life.
Yes.
We say in New Orleans, do what you want. My God, do what you want, God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Father God. You know, when you say that, God is going to test you. When
he will.
Son, when you say yes to God, oh, he's coming. My God. When you say, God, lay it on me, he's going to let you have it all right.
You sure know.
But he's going to bring you through everything he take you through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So turn up for Jesus today. Turn up your voice. Do a joyful voice unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Turn it up.
Hallelujah.
Turn up your praise.
Glory, glory, glory.
Turn it up for Jesus. Because he's already turned up for you.
Amen.
So coming back to get on the cross.
Yes.
Coming back with a sword.
Yes, he is.
Yay, God.
Man.
Everything evil in this earth. My God, he's coming back. And you don't want to be on the sword.
He's coming back.
Hallelujah, because you know the sword cuts both ways. He'll cut you up. My God, do you want the blessing? Do you want him to cut out a blessing for you?
Jesus.
If not, he'll cut you down.
Yes, he will.
And throw us in the fire.
He'll
cut that evil tree down.
Yes,
the one
who's
not bearing no fruit. He'll cut it down and then it's going to be thrown in the fire.
Yes.
The way, Jesus. Lay that fire higher. Lay that anointing higher.
Higher.
Oh, God, take me higher.
Glory to God.
I want to go. I want to be that living sacrifice, you said. My God, he said. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To be a living sacrifice for God. God, I want to be a living sacrifice. Keep me living for you, Jesus. Not living for the weekend. Not living for the drinking. My God, not living for the dope. Not living for standing on the corner to sell my body. Hallelujah. I want to live for you, Jesus.
I want to live
not
for you.
Not to do some stealing and some lying and some conniving. My God, I just want to live for you, Jesus. Take it all away from me. Take everything that's not like you. Burn it up with the holy fire, God. Just burn it up. Hallelujah, because I don't want to burn in hell. My
sure
God,
enough.
Burn up everything that's not like you right here, right now.
Because
when I leave here, my God,
yes.
Going to leave here. We all going to taste death one day.
Lord.
Oh, the Bible said death has no sting. My God, you're going to feel it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to be living for God. Hallelujah. And then you're going to be living with God in glory. My God.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to go there? Do you want to be on a glory train right now?
Glory.
I said get the ticket.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Get the word. My God, when you got the word, God. Hallelujah. You got everything
that God
has for you. He's not going to leave nothing out.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Say that prayer. And even when you say it, and say, God, I'm willing to go all the way.
All the way. Got to go all the way.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to be no time lover. My
sure
God.
Enough.
Hallelujah. You're the lover of my soul. I know, God. Hallelujah. Everything I've been doing, Father God, it wasn't like you.
Nah.
But I want to give it up today. It says this prayer. It's a little late now. Oh, God, because we started late again, God. But, Lord, that's okay. Never too late.
Amen.
Never late. Hallelujah. Your word still went for God, and there's so much more. My God.
Amen.
He's going to stop it right here. Hallelujah. But it don't stop. It don't stop. The spirit never stops. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, the spirit goes on. The spirit lives on through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message might be over. Hallelujah. But the message is still going forth in your spirit. Hallelujah. It's still going forth. Hallelujah. God is still going forth in this earth. He never stops.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He's in control. You may think you on your own, but you're not. Hallelujah. You under the guardianship of the Most High God. He's the owner. He owns your soul.
My.
You don't belong to yourself.
Sure, no.
You're not self-made.
Amen.
Your mama wasn't self-made. Your daddy not self-made.
That's right.
You're made by the maker.
Lord, praise him.
And he owns everything you got.
Everything you had is his.
Everything in you belong to him.
Mm.
He made you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So you will want the Savior to save you. Resurrect you. Resurrect us. We need to be resurrected from the dead.
It's your love now.
This is saying right now. Come forth. Come forth, Lazarus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your dead bones go.
No.
Hallelujah. I'm going to put some flesh on them bones. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a righteous heart. Hallelujah.
No.
Come out of the tomb. Come out your grave.
Yeah.
I mean, you're dead. Come forth right now. Come forth and live. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take that deceitful heart out of your body.
My.
Your heart. Hallelujah. That's going to love me.
Amen.
That's going to worship me. That's going to obey me. Hallelujah. That's the heart you're going to get. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then write my words on your heart. Hallelujah. He says, so write my words on your heart.
Yes.
My hallelujahs belong to you, Jesus. My praise.
My.
You got to tell him. From now on.
Come on here, fight. Come on here. Oh, you right. Tell him.
All right, man.
I'm going to say glory, hallelujah, every day. My God.
It's all right.
Oh, my ways and just head.
Glory
to God. That's what I want now, Jesus.
Man.
After hearing this sermon, I heard about that. Well, I've been there. I'm there right now. I've been rejected all my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I didn't know why I was doing what I was doing.
Message
today. I understand some things a whole lot better. I believe I can a whole lot better when I give you my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want you to come in right now. Come into my heart and I'll obey you and I'll listen. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, we want you to thank you, God. Lord, thank you for being my friend. That you us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
Walking around with like a bag of dead bones. My God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got the glory of God.
Give me a few minutes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Yes.
Thank you, my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, my sisters, my brothers on this line. God bless
you.
For the privilege to come before you all once again today. Bishop and I are grateful.
Yes.
In the presence of the Lord and to be with the people that he's put on this line.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, thank God for all my friends. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to have to go.
I know you got to go. Yeah. Go ahead, sister.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay, baby.
Get the right glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Godspeed and be with you. And have and we pray for the mercy of God to keep you all safe on that road. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I pray in the name of Jesus. First of all, my obedience to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. All honor and glory are yours. Hallelujah, Father God. Now, Father, you know that your only medicine does would fail. So this is why you send your only begotten Son in the book of John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. And he says, might be saved because he's given you a choice. For God knows, as it says in the book of Romans, hallelujah, that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So he gave us a way out, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And in the book of Romans, chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see, the only way is Jesus. The only way, no matter what people may say to you, the only way is Jesus. If you go to the book of Acts at chapter 12, verse 4, it clearly states, nor is there salvation in any other known unto men under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's save now. And salvation is in the word of God in the book of Romans, beginning at chapter 8, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. I make that mistake every day. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. And what does it say, Bishop? It says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the word of God. And Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've failed you. And please come into my life. Take my heart and mold it the way you want. Father God, Jesus, sign your name on my heart. I want you to be my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. And verse 10 says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, nor, or the same God over all is rich to all who call upon him. God calls upon us all for our salvation. So whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the promise of God. You call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Now, if you've made that confession, you must repent. And repentance is not returning to the things of life that you will live in, the way of life that you will live in, the things that you were saying, doing, or whatever habits you have. If you were shacking up, break away. Break away immediately. Don't go back to that life. If the common term, shacking up, if you're living in fornication or adultery, break away. Go back to Jesus Christ. Go to Jesus. If you've never accepted him before, I urge you to accept him today by saying that short, simple prayer. Hallelujah. And the next step is to be baptized. In the book of Acts is how we baptize. The book of Acts and in verses chapter 2 of verses 38 through 41, and it says, then Peter said to them, repent. Repent. So just like it said, repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus is the only way, the only name mentioned under heaven, only name mentioned. For promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. And with many other words, he testified and encouraged them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Join those 3,000 souls today. If you haven't said that prayer, say it out loud. The devil can inject thoughts into your mind, but he can't. He reads your mind. So if you say, well, I've said the prayer, I thought about it, and I said it to myself. No, say it out loud. Let the enemy know that you are with Jesus now and not with him anymore, because we don't realize that we be with the enemy. Hallelujah. When we do the wrong things of the world. Okay. So God bless each and every one of you. If you don't possess a Bible, I suggest that you get one as soon as possible. King James, New King James, New Living Translation, Logos, English Standard Version, all good Bibles. Take your time, read a scripture or two, just maybe a couple of sentences, and ask the Holy Spirit where he wants you to go before you even pick the Bible up. The Holy Spirit, lead me where you want me to read on this day. And as many times as you will, read the scriptures. You know, study to seal yourself approved, as the Word of God says. Now, ask the Holy Spirit to explain to you what is what you're reading, and he will do it. And he will send someone along to tell you what he's trying to tell you through his word. Hallelujah. No matter what, he's going to let you know what he's trying to tell you or what he is telling you. Hallelujah. So God bless each and every one of you. Welcome back home, any sisters and brothers who are prodigal sons. Welcome back home for rededicating your life to Christ on this day. And welcome again, new believers. And when you get baptized, invite people to your baptism. By doing so, you may entice somebody through your act of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and being baptized, to let everyone know there's a show of your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. They may want to give their life to Jesus at the same time just by you inviting them. And be it known that any soul that you invite or speak that you got baptized or you're going to get baptized or you accepted Jesus, if that soul decides, you tell them, says, why don't you join us, and they join this Christian life, that soul will be accounted to you for being drawn into Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for accepting Jesus. You are truly blessed. Hallelujah. Like I said, you know, ask Jesus, write your name upon my heart. I want you to be my Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, we're through now. Apostle, it's back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you, Apostle, for another session of that great word. I bless, and it just blessed me. You've done brought in so many patriots today in the message.
Yeah.
It was just right on the money. Right on the money. We're just telling you, clean and very clear, very clear.
Oh, Papa,
once you had your ears open, you could hear what God is saying. And God is saying to us today that we have to trust him and do exactly what he said to do. Do exactly what he said to do, not what we want to do, but what he said to do. You know, when you brought in about David and Jonathan, that was just so beautiful, you know, because a lot of preachers preach that they were intimate, and that's not true, because the Bible don't lie. The Bible tells you clear. You know, when there's something going on, God says they went into each other. You know,
right.
The Bible don't talk vulgar, but the Bible makes it so clear that a fool can understand. He said he went into her, you know, when
that's
he's talking with a man having an intercourse with a woman. So if a man was having intercourse with another man, if David was having intercourse with Jonathan, he would have said they went into each other, you know.
That's right.
They had a love, a genuine camaraderie love, you know, for each other.
Yep.
They had a love for each other that was from God, a brotherly love, you know.
It wasn't what they do
for each other. That thing, they just developed that the moment they saw each other. They had that love from their heart for each other, that they were willing to give each other their clothes. You know, Jonathan gave David his stuff. You know, I mean, that is what love is all about. But they wasn't based on what they could give each other. It's just that they had this spiritual love for each other, you know, like they were blood brothers. That's the way that we should be loving each other as Christians, you know. But a lot of times people only want to be close to you for you, what you can do for them or what they can do for you, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. And it's in the house of the Lord. It's in the house of the Lord. Now, I was watching Apostle, the Word was so powerful, I'll tell you. It was just so powerful. I sang you and Bishop a post this morning from YouTube, and this okay. is real. The guy wrote, you need to really listen to it. Watch it and listen. He's an apostle. He came out a church, an apostolic church, where he was ordained, mm-hmm. and he didn't like what they were doing. But when you see it, it's going to bless you because it blessed me. It's long, and I listened to it all the way, sent it to a lot of people. But he said that Africa now is so corrupt right now, the preachers and so on. He says not only Africa, he's traveled a lot of places. He said he had to break away. He started, he called it independent. And the man was saying, so what you're saying is that you're not accountable to anybody? He said, well, at one point I wasn't accountable to nobody but God. You know, because what the people were doing, and he said they're still doing the same thing. So I had to go and break free so as to hear from God and do exactly what God wants done. He said too many people are going down to the water and worshiping the spirits in the water. He said that he was, after apostle is so powerful. And you know, when we talk these things on Blog Talk, really people get amazed. This is true. That's mm-hmm. why we preach the way we preach on Blog Talk Radio, because we preach the uncompromising truth of God's word. This man said he was in the water mm-hmm. with all of these apostles and bishops, and they had, he said he didn't believe it till he was there. He said he was so afraid. He said there was a half mm-hmm. man and half alligator. This was a demon man that the people was watching. No, they were worshiping to get power. He said, this thing came through the water like a jet. But you see, when you see a man swimming, you can tell how fast a man can swim. But this thing was moving faster than a living human being.
Oh.
He said, they come up behind the back of him. And when he looked on his shoulders, he was so scared he couldn't look back. And he grabbed him with his hands like lizards. You know how the alligator hands have feet or whatever it looked like lizards. He mm-hmm. said it was behind him. He was so huge, and he gave him an egg, and he had to eat this egg. He mm-hmm. said he put the egg in his mouth with the shell and everything, and they had control over him. But God set him free. He said it's more prevalent in Nigeria than any other country of Africa. He said he traveled from mm-hmm. South Africa to Nigeria. He said that the people are not ashamed. He said pastors are not ashamed to tell that they can open doors and close doors. Mm-hmm. And they can do it or don't do it. So they got the power, the witchcraft power in the church. And, you know, people
That's
don't
right.
want you to talk this stuff, but this stuff God has given some people and given us this unction to tell the truth and expose the devil. You know, but mm-hmm. they want you to say that every body of believers are the same. No, they're not all the same. They're not all the same.
Well,
there's a lot of place of worship that people are not telling the truth. They are compromising the word of God because they want to be rich. They want to perform a satanic miracle. And all mm-hmm. God has called us to do is to open our mouth, speak the truth, let him do the miracles. I ain't trying
Amen.
To do no miracles. I ain't trying to do no miracles. God, all they want to speak what God said. He's a miracle-working God. I ain't seen no way in the Bible where they say that apostle was a miracle-working God. I always say they say Jesus. They said Peter, Jesus, working through Peter. But, you know, and it's sad. But apostle, you just hit it on the nail again. I just going to tell you, just hit it right on the nail again. And like you said, the part three. You just hit it right on the nail. It's right on the nail. Because God wants us to come together. He wants us to come together as a body of a believers doing the same thing, teaching the same thing, loving and caring for each other. He wants us to do that. I just got off the phone. I was, because, you know, I'm dealing with my people in Ghana. And, well, I was funny because they don't want you to help the poor. The folk over there are tying up the church all over the world. Now in Jamaica, you see, you got America in Jamaica, you got Russia in Jamaica, you got the Chinese in Jamaica, and you got Britain in Jamaica, and what they're doing, they're killing the people. They're killing the people to get the bauxite to make aluminum. You understand? America, Russia, Chinese, and the British. And the Prime Minister of Jamaica is selling the country out. You understand? Mm-hmm. Selling the country out like they did Africa. They did the same thing. We all people sell us out. You understand? All leaders sell us out. Sell us out to the white man. I'm not racist in any way. But they sell us out to the white man to get that money. They want to get money and put the bank in Switzerland while the people dying in the country. And they say they suffer from making the aluminum, they're digging up the earth, see? And the earth has become so fragile now, the earth is not able to take water because they're removing everything of the earth that holds the earth together in Jamaica. And people are dying from cancer because then they put the earth inside the factory to get this mineral out of the earth that makes the aluminum. The dust that goes in the air now gets into the water and gets on the fruits, and the fruits are withering like it's hot sun. And the man was showing, he said, you can't even, the fruit, the grapes and stuff on the vines can't even eat when it's just withered. And people are getting breast cancer and all kinds of stuff because the Prime Minister of Jamaica. And I had to send a note to I said, look, people need to rise up. You need to put him out of the house and you got to take back your country. Take it back. But this is what we did in Africa. The same thing. We sold the land to, they sold the copper mines, the gold mines, they sold the diamond fields and everything to Britain. You know, now the Chinese is going there, taking off the rest of Africa, taking over the rest of Africa. And you wonder why we suffer so much as a people. You wonder, I said, Lord, look at little blog talk really, and these people calling us poor. No food on the table for the kids. Can't send them to school. Can't get no medicine. In China and India, the same thing. I said, my God. And then you got so many other people that are making so much money off of the people. And people, when God is saying that, we got to stand. That's why we got to be true brothers and sisters. We have to be true brothers and sisters in this earthly realm, in the kingdom of God. We can't be no fake out, faking stuff, you know. And look, man, I tell you, I told the Lord, like you say, you were talking, bless you to be blessed. Man, I said, the Lord, last thing I said, Lord, just let me do some work. Just let me do some work so I can bless some of my brothers and sisters that are so poor, poorer than I, you know. And God did it. And I was talking to a young lady last night. She said, you know, this guy's trying to talk to me. I said, all he's trying to do is have sex with you. I said, but where you going to have sex with a man? You're going to have sex with a man that can't do nothing for you or your children.
My God.
I said, it is fornication, and you're not even married to him. He tell me he want to have a date with you. What date you think he want? He want to get in your pants. I told her straight. She said, well, Pastor, I'm not having sex with nobody. I said, but what you think he's, why you think he talking to you? Because you're good, just because you're good looking? He looking past your looking. He looking at your pants, you know? So she said, she tell me she not having sex with nobody. I said, well, that's up to you. But I said, once you find yourself in a predicament like that, you're gonna lose your protection, your protection of the Holy Ghost, because how the Holy Ghost touch Blog Talk Family to take care of your family, you know, to give your family food. Well, you know, the Holy Ghost will shut that down. Build no relationship with you. I have a relationship with my wife. an intimate relationship. But if the Lord tell me to help you and your family, and he give me the funds, I'll help your family to put food. So you don't have to go and sleep with a man for nothing. When you get up, you can't even buy your kids. Can't even buy your kids two eggs and a little bit of some bread to make a sandwich or some peanut butter and jelly. You can't even do that, you know.
Lord.
So I had to tell her. And then the same fella that we were helping, now to tell me that there's so much witchcraft they're doing, you know, because people want this power. They want the power that is only given freely. Jesus don't require nothing from you. All he requires from us is for us to follow the instruction that he gave us. He don't ask too much. He don't ask too much. Just follow the instruction of the 66 books. That's all. Love your brother as your own soul. You know, you said in the message, if you want to have friends, you got to show yourself friendly. And that's in the book. You got to show yourself friendly. You know, you want to receive, you got to give. You got to give.
Amen.
You know, you got to give. So I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased with the word. It was just so beautiful. And I had some people who hit me from Africa yesterday on the word. I mean, one lady, she sent me, she said, Apostle, that's a strong word. Then the apostle from Ghana, he sent me, oh, that was good. Then another apostle from Kenya, he said, oh, yeah, that word is right. Right, right. You know, that is right. She said, the word is right. So I said, well, you know, the people are preaching the truth. We're not watering down the word. We're not preaching to get rich. We're preaching for people to get a clear understanding of what God is requiring from us. You know, God's requiring a clear understanding for us to release a clear understanding for the people so that when they hear, they say, well, yeah, that's the word of God. We had together over there, all of us, genuine time, spending time with God and each other. That's what it was all about. Spending time with God and with each other. And I tell you, Deacon, you missed a good time. I mean, I had to come back here, had to rush back here because of my wife, you know. I only got one wife. I had two, I could have stayed, but I only had one. Yeah, I'm saying. If I had two, I could have stayed, but I only had one. So I had to come back and take care of her. Nothing else means to me as much as she does, you know.
Amen.
And the only thing mean more to me than her is God, doing God's work, you know. Mm-hmm. But I said, Lord, say, you got to go. When the Lord says you have to go home and take care of the woman I give to you, you got to go home.
Amen.
You know, you got to go. You got to take care of her. As much as I want to be there with you and Apostle Stuart and them, I had to come home. My baby had to rush to the hospital. She had to be rushed to the emergency room. You know, it was no joke. It was no joke, man.
My God, Jesus.
It was no joke. So I said, I got to get here.
My God.
And you know her. She is so sick. She usually do a couple of days a week, Monday and Thursday. She couldn't go nowhere. She couldn't go nowhere, and that's not like her. She couldn't go nowhere. But we praise God. We praise God for God's hand is on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's hand is upon her, so we thank God for that. You know, when we pray, God answer, because
mm-hmm.
he says so. And I believe that very strongly in my spirit. I know I can't heal nobody. I don't profess that. I don't tell nobody that. But I know the God I serve, he's the greatest healer. Nobody else can heal like him. People can say they heal, but I know they ain't healing nobody. They want to run around and say they're healing people. They ain't healing nobody.
No.
God is the only healer. Only healer. You know. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Elijah was dealing with them false prophets, he said, I know that you hear me. He told God, I know you hear me. And you are my defender. You know, we got to understand that, man. I tell you, Bishop, good prayer of salvation, too.
Amen.
Good prayer of salvation. But, you know, I thank God for God is smiling at any man in the world. I don't care what the people say. They could be scientists or what they want to say. They got all these degrees. God is so smart. You know, it took me 8 times to get on this Blog Talk, 11 times this morning. I think it was 11 times to get on Blog Talk Radio this morning. So,
I know
using the same number that I used. But you know what happened? I went back in one of my old books, one of my old books for narrate down notebooks. And I said, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to send them an email to them, tell them no. Because every time I dial, they tell me that. I ain't dialed four of the numbers. I'm dialed all the numbers. They tell me. But I see you haven't dialed the computer. I see you haven't. How the computer see? I see that you haven't dialed three numbers. I see you're a liar, computer. Cause I know I dialed all the numbers. And I find myself now going silly with the computer because I'm talking about the computer. I said, no, you're a liar, computer. No, the computer can't hear me. But I went, and the Lord said, go back to that old book that I have some numbers in. And, you know, I pull up a number. It's 646-200-4444. And you know that number bring me straight in without fooling with the computer. Bring me straight in.
Wow.
I said, well, God is just so awesome. He said, go back to one of the old books.
Yes.
And I went to the old notebook, and I said, well, I'm going to call. I'm looking for their number to call them in New York. And I saw that number. So let me just try this number so I can call them and tell them that I'm getting a lot of problems every day. The number went straight. If that's the number I'm going to call in. Now, I'm not going to use the other number.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Apostle. You blessed me again today. I can't tell you. And you talked about Naomi. And you were saying, some people said Naomi, some people said Naomi, you know. But just to see, that was so beautiful, you know. And I was so beautiful. You brought in all those patriots and just brought them into the story and made the stories. Just showing friendship, Ruth and Naomi. And just showing how relationship, you know, is stronger than anything, stronger than anything that you can have.
That's right.
You know, relationship. You got a good relationship. It's stronger than anything you can have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody might give you $100, but that $100 is going to go in an hour, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It might go before the day out. Mm-hmm. They might give you $1,000. You say it seems like a lot of money. But before the week out, if they leave home to go to the store, that money going to be gone.
That's right.
If you got a genuine friendship, relationship, a brotherly love, sisterly love, man, it's a lifetime and never go.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I got a friend from Brazil. He lives in Virginia. I ain't talked to him for I don't know how long. I know it's more than a year. Well, just last month I talked to him. Well, he had a need. And we were talking. And I could hear it in his spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, don't worry, you're my brother. You know, he's from Brazil, Portuguese. But he's my Christian brother. And we have this love for each other. His wife and myself. And if I go to Virginia now, his wife does a lot of fish. I'm trying to get to Virginia, she's going to boil the fish. She cook that fish. She's going to go to the fish market and buy some fish. And she going to say, Pastor, that. She called me Pastor. She said, Pastor Dave, that fish is all for you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Reuben is not going to eat that fish. I'm going to cook his own fish, but he's not going to eat your fish, Pastor Dave. You know, and he had a need, and God had blessed me. And I told him, don't worry about it. He said, you don't have to do that. I said, no, you know, he's you know, some folks, when you want. I said, let me tell you something. If God wants to bless you, don't stop. I'm not God, but I'm his representative. I said, if God wants to bless you through me, don't stop God from blessing you. You know, and this is what brothers and sisters do. You know, we help one another. That's what we're supposed to do. That's how you know you got genuine love. You know your brother needs some medicine. You got access to the medicine. You don't want to give your brother. You say, well, I'm going to pray for you. You know, you can go to the store and get the medicine for your brother. But you say, oh, I pray for you. God help. No, God said you're the one to help. You know they ain't got no food. And you know you got the funds to get the food for you. So I pray for you. No. Why do you think God put them in contact with you? Because God said, I bless you to bless them. So you can be a blessing.
Amen.
So I thank you so much. I thank you so much. So we just went off. We just find another way to get stuff to Ghana, you know, help the orphans there. And we went through PayPal. Oh. And they can't stop it.
Okay.
So we went through PayPal and we got some more funds to them. You know, every time they try something, I told them to do that. This morning, I said, last night I told them this morning, I said, look, we're going to find another way to get the fun, get some funds to you. You know, we're going to get some funds to you so you can take care of the orphans in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. God going to help us. God going to bless us, apostles. We're going to have more. We got a lot now, but we're going to have more than enough. I'm telling you, we're going to have more than enough.
That's the
truth. We're going to have more than enough because we're doing kingdom work. You're doing
mm-hmm.
kingdom work.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the devil tried to mess the blood talk, really, God turned around fixing another way.
Every time.
I just bless the Lord Jesus. I just bless him. Every time that old sleuther tried to tell you he wanted to mess with blood talk, really, God turned around fixing another way.
Always.
You know?
Always blessed. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for the encouragement. You enjoyed it.
Thank you. You know, I'm laying on my bed right now. You know what I'm doing, right? I'm laying on the bed, and I got my things. I got my office set up on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my wife, I say, that apostle, she trying to spoil me. I get in bed, I ain't get up the bed. I said, she trying to spoil me. She had the bishop. I said, she had the bishop trying to spoil me. I get in bed, I ain't gonna get up the bed. I be up here with my stuff, got my massage on my back, my light over my head.
Yes,
sir. People have my computer right on my lap. I said, Lord, that part of stuff, man.
On your lap?
I said, Lord, you want to be in the bed. I guess be in the bed.
I thought it was supposed to come tonight.
It's just so good. Thank you so much.
Apostle, it said tonight.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
God bless you.
I can't hear you.
Mother Grant. Hey, Mother Grant.
Yes. Oh,
he's there.
Yes.
Mother Grant.
Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. I'm out here.
Where
doing,
the lines open. Lines open.
Okay. God bless
you.
Do unto
others as you would have them do unto you. That's the word of God. The line
can
is
you all
open.
Hear me? Hello? Can you all hear me?
Mother Grant just come on.
Can you hear me?
Loose, I guess.
Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. I want to do my reading because I'm out here in line. I'm going to do my COVID test again, and the line is long. So I have my book, and I'll do my reading and get back in the line.
Okay.
Say, the Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. If you can learn to laugh in spite of the circumstances that surround you, you will enrich others. Enrich yourself and more than that, you will laugh. I will rejoice in doing good things, good to them, and I will plant them in this land in faithfulness with all my heart and all my soul. Jeremiah 32:41. Love to me is when you walk out on that. One more thing and say, nothing will come between me and the one. Not even one thing. Sarah Grover. By love alone is God in enjoyment. By love alone delight in. By love alone approaches and admires. His nature require love. Let every human soul who is in those days of stress and strain preach a sermon without words. Peter Marshall. Happiness turn up more or less where you expected it to be. A good marriage, a rewarding job, a pleasure vacation, joy on the other hand is as unspectable as the one who believe it. Frederick, may God and his blessing to his word Amen. God bless you all. Yeah, I'm here in the line to get another COVID test. I don't know. Since I come back, the lady, they keep calling me, and I wonder why they calling me. And she, when I did get her, she said, did you do your, I do my COVID test. She said, we keep calling you because it's about your health problem. I say, but I was in the islands. I take my COVID test before I go. I said, well, how you feeling? I say, I'm feeling good. Well, okay then, but why you keep calling me and telling me it's about my health? So I come, I said, you know what, let me come out here. She telling me it's okay, how I feeling? That means when I do my test, did you see something? You ain't telling me nothing, you just say, how I feeling? I say, I feel good. Okay then, thank you. But y'all calling me and they even write me a letter. So it's about my my health. But now they ain't telling me none. So I say, you know what, let me come down here. And the line is long.
You will be fine, Mother. Mother Grant, you will be fine. You'll be fine. Just trust the Lord. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You will be fine.
I will. Okay, then. God bless you all. Going back in the line here.
God bless you. Yes. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bless everybody on the line. Praise the Lord. Okay. Bye.
The line is open for anyone that wants to respond. The line is open. The line is open. I thought I heard Deacon earlier, but he's not seeing anything today. All right. Bishop, you can go ahead and close out. Bishop? Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, O God, for what you have done today, what you're doing now, and what you will do. We ask, O God, your blessing over this line. Continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field. Bless us when we come, and bless us when we go. We ask the apostle and the bishop, bless Apostle Stewart, Pastor Joyce Stewart, Evangelist Campbell, Evangelist Brown, Minister Andere, Deacon Fraser, Evangelist Sheila, Evangelist Tina, and Evangelist Leela. Lord, we ask you to bless Apostle LeGrand, Apostle Victor and Miles, oh God. We just ask today that you continue to move in our midst, God, that you continue to stir us up on the inside, oh God. We know that every good and perfect gift come from us. The Father of life and to come from above, Lord, we ask, Father God, for your guidance. We ask for your continued leading us and never forsaking us. God, we ask, oh God, that you continue to order our steps. Father, we pray for our United States of America. We pray for every nation, every continent. And Lord, we pray for the presidency, the vice presidents, the Congress, the senators, the police department, fire department, the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the housewife. Oh God, we pray for the school children. Lord, we pray for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, Father, we are praying right now, God, that you continue to heal those that are sick, those that are suffering from this COVID virus and this variant that is taking people out. It's so bad, they say. And now they tell you that you got to watch where you go to the gas station. I got a inbox yesterday from Prophetess Misha said that they say that they're on the gas handle thing where you put in the gas that people are putting spit and stuff on them with the people that know they got the COVID, and they say to stop you from make that the people should watch when they go to the gas stations. Make sure you wipe off the handles. I mean, I was doing that even before the variant, you know, and I carry that stuff in my car, you know, carry the wipes inside the car, you know, wipe off the handle, don't touch the stuff, you know. This don't mean that you've got to be afraid of every touch and everything, but be careful, even those baskets in the grocery stores, man, wipe off the handle and be careful because some of them putting razor blades on the bottom side of the handle, and when you scrape your hand, they would cut you. So just be careful. Examine those things that you won't hurt yourself or your family or the children, and pray God protection over us, the church, that we would continue to do what God has called us to do. Pray for all of your members. Pray for your family members. Pray for your neighborhood. Oh, God, pray for your city. I pray for your city, my city, all the cities. Oh, God, we pray that God would just dispatch angels on our behalf, that they would go through the corridors of our streets, my God, to do a cleaning, do a cleansing and purifying of the city, Lord. We pray right now that you begin to intervene in the governments all over the world, trying to get into this one world order. They reach into this place where they got this satanic power. But Father God, we know there's only one true power, because Satan's power is just a counterfeit. And Lord, we know that it's not going to work, Lord. So Father, we ask you to watch over your people and those that are called, that are washed in the blood, those that have given their life completely to you, Lord. Those of us, oh God, that have made a decision to live holy, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you continue to strengthen us. Let us not be deceived or delayed, oh God, or destroyed by the works of the enemy. Oh God, we just pray, God, I pray for my wife that when she go back for this next test, Lord God, that all will be well. All is well already, Lord God. But we thank you and praise you for touching Pastor James, Bishop James Washington, for touching Apostle Ronnie Stewart, her pastor Joyce Stewart, and all those that are close to us, Lord. We pray today, Lord, that you continue to heal prophetess Misha, Lord. And God, we thank you for Apostle Millie Jefferson and her sister, Lord. Thank you for the work that you're doing in her body, how you're strengthening her, so her sister could see that she is being strengthened and her sister becomes getting stronger. Lord, we thank you for healing her brother-in-law and her cousin and niece and all those her sister. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching Deacon Fraser's father, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your strengthening him, that he shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. And Father, we just ask, oh God, that even as Brother Grant goes to have this test, Lord, from the COVID test, because she was out of the country, Lord, let that when they look, oh God, they will see that she have no virus, Lord, that her body is clean, oh God. We praying right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we leave this line but not your presence, oh God, we pray that you continue to strengthen us, O God, and give us the wisdom and understanding to continue to go forward, O God, that we're not going backward, Lord. We're going forward, and we're going forward in you, Lord. And we ask you, O God, to give us new wisdom, new revelation, O God. Lord, we ask to send fresh jobs. We need more jobs, O God, so that we can help those that are less fortunate than us, Lord. We don't want to get work so that we can walk around and be bag of doors and saying that we have this or have that, because we don't have anything if our brothers are hungry and starving. It says we are not free till all of us are free. And if we are feeling the others are hungry, it's just as well as if we are hungry. So, Father, we ask you to, oh God, make a way for us to help the needy, oh God, to help the orphans, to help the widows, the fatherless, the motherless, and the homeless, Lord. Help us, oh God. Lord, we ask that you allow this money to come so we can help build these homes that we want to build here in Boston for the homes. We got a lot of homeless vets here. There's a lot in California, Lord, and they're all over the place. Oh, a lot in Washington, D.C. Got some down there in Louisiana. They got them in Georgia, Florida. They're all over. But, Lord, we can do what we can do. And there's other ministers that want to do the same. And, Father, we ask right now that you touch your church, oh God, the one that you have shed your blood for, the true church of Jesus Christ, Lord. Touch not the church of men, but the church of Jesus Christ, the church that made a decision to live holy, that's not fornicating, not committing adultery, not lying and cheating, stealing and killing, but the church that's living a life, oh God, that glorifies you. We ask you, oh God, even right now, for you to touch ministers, touch elders, touch evangelists and pastors and teachers and prophets, oh God, and apostles, Lord. Touch, oh God, the bishops, touch them all, God. Touch the ushers, oh God. Touch the janitors in the house of the Lord, that they might, oh God, keep the place clean. And touch the ushers, that they might show love. For you said, with love and kindness have you drawn us. Let them show love, that when the people come through the doors, they're coming to worship, oh God. They're not coming to worship the pastor or the pastor's wife or the pastor's husband, but they're coming to worship you, Lord. We pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that these viruses that are coming one after one is just like in Egypt. Lord, we ask you to send them back to hell, oh God. Send all these viruses back to hell, and all those that are conjuring up these viruses in the labs, Lord, we ask you to cripple them. Cripple them that they won't be able to make no more viruses to kill people. Oh, Father, we ask you one way, Lord, either by fire or by force, Lord. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide with us, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak to them, somebody's ear gate that would make all the difference in their lives. And may stop someone from committing suicide. And may stop someone from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before men, see your good works, and glorify the Father in heaven. God just wants us to allow the world to see him in us. Jesus is all about good works. And if Jesus is in us, the works that should be manifested through us and in us should be good works. Apostle said this morning, you will know them by their fruits. Let the people know us. See us by the fruit that we are bearing. We are bearing righteous fruit, holy fruits.
Yes,
fruits for the kingdom of heaven. Just live that kind of lifestyle, and then God will be glorified. I just want you all to know that I love you, but God loves you more. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God of this world.
Yes.
I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He loves you more.
Yes, God.
Okay? Live your life for him, not for your pastor, not for your pastor, not for your bishop, not for your apostle. Live your life. The man said on the tape, when you watch that tape, it's going to bless your apostle. And it's on also, it's also on Jane Page and on the messenger. But the man also said, the apostle says, he always tell people, you know, because people worship the prophet, the bishop, the apostle, all the people, because they see they want to get them fake miracles. He said, but I always tell people, don't come to worship me. Come to worship your Savior, the one that went to the cross. I haven't been to the cross for nobody. Nobody. I want you to respect who I am. I respect who you are in Christ, but the worship belongs to Jesus. The worship belongs to him. Worship belongs to him. You guys have a blessed evening. I'm just going to lay here on my bed with my desk on my chest and my computer on the desk, and I ain't moving for a while. So I love you guys so much. Whoever preaches tomorrow, let me know who preaches tomorrow, okay? God bless you. I love you guys so much. All right.
Love you.
Love you more. God bless. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy. Amen.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.